Good morning, Aurora. Today is Monday, 21st of October, and right now it's cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures would be ranging from low 26 to high 30 degrees with heat index of 34. It will be breezy with northerly winds at 20 to 25 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 90% with the rainfall amounts near 38.6 mm possible. Later on we can expect overcast with thunderstorm with winds from northwest at 15 to 20 km per hour and chance of a rain is on 80%. And short peek on weather charts of the week show us that we can expect rain and thunderstorm every day. And I would guess monsoon is here. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 65% by noon. Moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 95%. On Wednesday, 23rd of October, from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to a second general meeting regarding a land exchange proposal in the northeastern Greenbelt. The Land Matters Task Force is inviting the community to a follow-up meeting regarding a large land exchange in Auroville's northeastern Greenbelt. This meeting will address questions which were raised in the first general meeting on this subject and in emails and on the internet. The Land Matters Task Force calls the entire community to attend the meeting to allow for an open and clarifying process. We all need to find solutions to face the increasingly threatening land situation. On Friday, 25th at 4:30 p.m., also at Unity Pavilion, the Entry Task Force would like to present the new proposal for the entry process asked by the community during the Open Platform meeting on entry. During this meeting, they would be happy to lay out their proposal on the new entry process requested by the community for which they were asked. With the topics first, to work on a new entry process which is based on faith and trust. Second, to simplify the process with as few rules as possible. Third, to re-empower the community in accepting a new member to Auroville. And fourth, to keep the international quality of our population. This proposal is ongoing work which needs feedback and input from the community before the final version to be ratified on the Resident Assembly meeting. That will be the second purpose of this meeting. The same day, at Friday, 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, Genius Brothers presents Classic Stuff, where the three desperate lunatics struggle to find meaning and narrative in this crazy town with nothing more than a handful of metaphor, two guitars, three lungis, an equal number of tundus and one frighteningly loud pair of boxer shorts. And at 8:30 at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, it's just a short walk from Visitor Center, Alo Latino, the Colombian music band invites us to a concert with rhythms of merengue, valentano, Colombia, Cuban and Latin rock, with invited artist Don Dio Divino on keyboards along with 13 members of Alo Latino. And the next day, at 8 p.m. in Calabumi, or Creepa in case of rain, we will be dwelling on dreams, dance, daring of unity, since Elisa invites us to a shall we unity? One of her key questions is how can we welcome and help to manifestation of unity? Can we envision it today, each one in his own way? Can we connect to the energies it is carrying, the energy of connectivity within ourselves and among each other, the energy of awareness of our divine being? And let us imagine a time when we become fully conscious of our divine dimension as an integral part of our interactions, jumping into our oneness, imagining a time when we would mirror and honor among each other our inner divinity, and a time when the manifestation of city would be joyfully inspired and uplifted by this collective consciousness. And at the Butterfly Barn on Monday, 28, between 5 to 7 p.m., we are invited to Singing from the Heart, guided by Upahar and friends. From 25th to 27th of October, we can participate in Introduction to Permaculture in Auroville Bioregion. That would be three-day introductory course to find out more about permaculture and actively learn about the core principles, see examples of design being implemented by groups in India and abroad, and discuss vitally important issues in a positive, creative and supportive space. The course will be going on in Sapni Farm in Kontakara village near Auroville Visitor Center and is organized by the Heal the Soil CSR team, which is consisted by Martin, Roman, Jade and Elomalai. For Aurovillians and newcomers, contribution is 900 rupees and for the guest the contribution would be 2700 rupees. But you need to book in advance by phone on 94896922272 or email to permaculture@unlimitedtamilnadu.org. Heal the Soil CSR is supported by Unlimited Tamil Nadu under the Arvi Village Action Outreach Program. And here are first two invitations to Diwali. One is from Upasana, inviting us to Deepavali or Festival of Light, with celebrating in Upasana on Sunday 3rd of November at 6 p.m. onward until 9 p.m. And they invite everyone to join them for light, flowers and sweets together. From the other side of the international zone, Africa House comes an invitation which says Karibu. And Africa House is welcoming members of community, friends, guests on 3rd of November at Unity Pavilion International Zone to at 5 o'clock coffee ceremony with screening of Kirikou in English, and at 6:30 with African style dinner, and follow would be program from 8:30 p.m. onward with live dances from East Africa, short presentation of Kenya with question and answer session, drumming, and the evening would conclude with cultural interactions where they're inviting us to join them with some African movements. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan International Zone, they will screen Diversity of Life, Unity of Spirit and Evolutionary Crisis, which are video talks by Professor Arabinda Basu, a philosopher and scholar of the yoga of Sri Aurobindo. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see an Indian drama, The Good Road to India. It was made in 2013 by writer and director Gyan Korea. Tomorrow we can see German drama Color of the Ocean, made in Germany 2010 by director Maggie Perrin. And on Wednesday they will screen an interesting documentary of book USA. And the mother wrote, "With sincerity, make an effort for progress, and with patience, know how to await the result of your effort." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on arvilleradio.org.